When we were talking to the manager of the Labour Exchange, there was a gentleman also in there. He heard the conversation, introduced himself, and he then offered me a job, very good, as a trainee toolmaker of all things. So that's when I started.
So what company was that with?
Devices Limited.
Right.
Now, the strange thing about that was I used to do a paper round from Welling Stores, early start there too, to get the papers and everything out, and I could never find it. It was a small factory in one of the original builds in Hyde Way.
Oh, I know, yes.
It was Devices Limited, and apart from other work, a big part was seed. It was a seed sorter. They had a gadget there, or a machine. It was a big metal cylinder, empty, and in the inside was the needles fitted to the inside of the cylinder, very large. And as the peas went in, it was revolving, worked from a machine at one end, and any bad peas were caught up in the needles. They were like gramophone needles, and extracted the bad ones and issued the good ones at the other end.
It's very clever.
But I could never find the place, and I couldn't deliver their magazines and so on. So it was a bit of a strange workout from there.
So how long was your apprenticeship then as a toolmaker?
Well, I only stayed there just over 2 years, I think it was, because I'd gone from the school, the grammar school, which we shared with the St. Ignatius College from Mill Hill, and I think the Hastings Girls Grammar School was also taking part there. So we were working, as far as I remember, at school, part-time really,
mm-hmm.
until we got round from 5 days school hours or shorter. I went then to 6 day working with an alternate Saturday off, and Saturday, Sunday, every alternate week.
Really?
So I thought I really wasn't enjoying that part. I couldn't get used to that.
So about how big a firm was it? How many people would they have employed?
Oh, it was all in all, I don't suppose there were very many. In the region of 20, mm-hmm. I should think. Members, of course, firm were leaving, being called up to join the services, and they were being replaced, as were a lot of the firms in the Garden City who were on essential work, war work and so on. They were replaced by, I think we called them Norfolk Dumplings. It was a workforce that was imported from Norfolk in the main part anyway to replace the men who were being called up because of the war.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we now?
But you weren't impressed with the Norfolk dumplings?
They're all right. Some of them had very strong Norfolk dialects. I should talk. I was a Geordie. I remember one incident, though, not the ladies of the factory. Some of the lads who were still there, I was known as Titch then, about the size of 2 pennyworth of copper, I think. And they stuffed me into one of these cylinders and then upended it, so it was, I couldn't get out. It carried on like that for a while. But as I say, the 6 day working, it's a 48-hour, it was a 48-hour week for me and anybody else who worked there. And I applied to leave, And you couldn't just walk out of a job, even though I think I should have been able to. In those days, you had to apply. You go before a tribunal, etc., etc. And either they say, no, you can't move, to anyone who's working on essential work, or yes, you can go. Eventually, after various applications, I was allowed to go. I was in the Sea Cadets at that particular time, and I'd been away to camp, and one year when I came back, then I was then allowed to depart the firm with the permission of the tribunal and the employer.
So tell me about your work in the laboratory, Gordon.
Well, the whole of the factory, only a small factory, of course, it's a guest now, 20 people plus the manager and his secretary. Manager, secretary, foreman, Mr. Joyce from Luton, and a couple of charge hands, I think, as far as I can remember there. Within that factory then was the section called the laboratory, in which the manager, Mr. Bagent, he and Mr. Joyce spent most of their time, although keeping an eye on the rest of the factory, and quite a lot of work going on there that was confidential under the requirements of the official secrets, really, it was. And when I was in there, I was spent some time from a blueprint working on producing only small parts for, I'm not under the official's Secrets Act anymore, I never was, for a new machine gun and its sights for aircraft, American aircraft as it was. But I was always wanted to be making something, producing something or drawing something, so that satisfied whatever it was that was in me.